two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
In 1979, an American singer had a breakthrough hit down under with
that thing, Chuck is in love. Chuck is in love. Chuck is in love. Chuck is in love. I don't believe what you're saying to me. This is so.
The first time we heard Ricky Lee Jones, a tremendous talent who came out of the Los Angeles music scene, where we'd found Tom Waits a couple of years earlier. A song about some bloke called Chucky, or so we thought. Turns out he was Chuck, with an E for his middle name, Chuck E. Weiss. And he was the hippest of the hip on that LA 70s and 80s nightclub scene. Chuck E. Weiss began life as a drummer in Colorado, who one night, to the surprise of everyone, got a gig backing blues legend Lightnin' Hopkins.
This morning I woke up this morning. Yes, poor Lightning, show us, please. Whoa, I woke up this morning. Yes, poor Lightning, show us, please. Whoa, I heard somebody call it. That was my little girl calling me.
How did a skinny white Jewish kid from Denver, Colorado end up playing the drums with Lightnin' Hopkins?
Well, I lucked out. He used to come to town in that club that I played at, the Ebbets Field Club. So when he came to town without a band, one time they asked me if I'd drum with him. And I jumped at the chance.
Chucky Weiss with the wonderful Leanne Hansen on U.S. National Public Radio back in 2002.
I was a men's room attendant my last life at the Desert Inn Hotel. I saw some hip cats buy your record in Minneapolis. I know you're doing well. Sinatra's men, they had me rubbed out because I opened up my big mouth. It wouldn't take very long to find out what I'm all about. I got a red Indian with a jet off keep that goes into overdrive. And my clothes are the serious 40s fabric, make you feel alive. My uncle's the king of Meshuggahness. He be living down in Timbuktu. If you want to know what I'm talking about, turn the page. Extremely cool. Extremely cool.
Extremely cool. Chuck became a fixture on the LA nightclub scene, roaming the landscape with Tom Waits by his side, delving deep into American music, blues, R&B, rock and roll. Tom Waits wrote about those times in his song Jitterbug Boy, sharing a curbstone with Chucky Weiss.
Well, I'm a jitterbug boy by the shoeshine, resting on my laurels, and my heart is due. Life a rally on a swing shift, gills follow my drift. Once upon a time, I was in showbiz too. I seen the Brooklyn Dodgers playing at Ebbets Field. Seen a Kentucky drive through. As fast women, slower horses. I'm reliable sources. And I'm holding up lampposts if you want to know.
Chuck seemed to have been around forever. He made records and played the jazz joints and nightclubs of Los Angeles. Most famously, the Central. Chuck talked Johnny Depp into buying and refurbishing the place, turning it into the infamous Viper Room.
I can't get enough of the knucklehead stuff. I can't get enough. But a knucklehead stuff, stuff, stuff. Chilly, chilly down the sounds of the Mississippi rule. They've been acting like they've been doing. If you listen real hard, you will come into my yard and you'll see what I've been brewing. The knucklehead stuff.
Well,
the knucklehead stuff. Can't get enough. The knucklehead stuff. I'm a sitting on a stool trying to be cool. Try not to show any interest. I heard the sniggering sound and my body shook the ground and I knew the stuff had no limits. The knucklehead stuff.
Oh.
The knucklehead stuff.
Chuck was an entertaining musician and singer. His great gift was for inspiring other performers, riding along on their adventures, being in on and creating the scene.
And we be rocking, and we be rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Well, if you ever been down in New Orleans, then you can thoroughly understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week it be quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you a cook or a waiter or a good musician. But if you happen to be just passing by, stopping at the Saturday night fish fry, and we be rocking, and we be rocking. You never see such scuffle and shuffle till the break of dawn. Well, Mac and me, we
Chuck died in July. He was 76, an influential performer and creator of a style he called discombobulated jive. He stayed cool for decades in a business where enduring relevance is rare.
Music's very important to me, and I don't want to deal with all that other jive, you know. I don't want to compromise the creativity or take myself too seriously.
Working for peanuts and breaking your back. For boss you pretend to lie. Well, no one told you it was gonna be easy. Cause it don't happen over. You say you got big dreams about that house that you own. And every little detail about it will be so bright. You know about that flat that you're living in. Well, it don't happen overnight. All your sick friends and those stray cats, they may not have to fight for their lives. Just look up the blind. You may shake your head, cause it don't happen.
Thank you.
They say Einstein, he couldn't tie his shoes. His teachers claimed he was not so very bright. His threads were thin. The cat was famished. It don't happen. It don't happen overnight. Well, it don't happen overnight.